Good morning on this Giving Tuesday. Be careful on the icy roadways across central Indiana. I'm Kim Wells.
I took full responsibility for everything that I did, and the only thing I can hope for and wish for is a second chance.
That's former Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice this morning during the second part of an interview on NBC's Today Show, saying he apologized and feels his football career isn't over. Rice and his now wife, Janae, went to counseling immediately after the violent domestic assault incident, and he told Matt Lauer he hopes his family can one day get back to living their normal lives. The Senate is preparing to take a hard look at domestic violence in professional sports. A hearing will examine current policies in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the National Hockey League. West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller said the hearing will examine how the policies deter violent acts, promote awareness, provide due process, and punish those who commit acts of domestic violence. This just coming in, CNN is reporting that Ash Carter is expected to be President Obama's defense secretary nominee. Carter served as Deputy Secretary of Defense from October 2011 to December 2013, so he is an insider. Next up, the official announcement and what will likely be a lively confirmation process to replace former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Authorities in Lebanon say the ISIS leader's wife and daughter are now in custody. Lebanese officials said today they picked up the wife and daughter of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in northern Lebanon 9 days ago and recently confirmed their identities through DNA tests. Attorney General Eric Holder plans to give federal law enforcement agents new guidance to limit racial profiling. Holder made this announcement yesterday in response to events in Ferguson, Missouri. Now you'll recall, a grand jury decided last week not to indict former police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of black unarmed teenager Michael Brown. That decision led to riots and protests across the country. Some protests are ongoing. Here at home, a preschool plan that Mayor Ballard says will ultimately make Indianapolis safer is getting the green light from the City County Council. The proposal was approved last night by a vote of 19-8. It allows the city to offer scholarships to eligible families to send their 3- and 4-year-old children to high-quality preschools. The father of an Anderson teenager in critical condition from malnutrition is now facing child neglect charges. Officials say the 15-year-old girl is mentally disabled, and when family members took her to St. Vincent Hospital yesterday, she weighed less than 40 pounds and was covered in feces. She was later airlifted to Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. Now, police say other family members have been questioned in this case. Americans are being asked to give back to their communities on this Giving Tuesday. The day is meant to help balance out the consumerism of both Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Here in Indy, these organizations are offering special charity options. The Indianapolis Urban League, A Girl's Gift, Dress for Success Indy, The United Way, and the Humane Society. Despite all of the holiday shopping and a roaring Cyber Monday, comes word Amazon's credit rating is taking a big hit. The credit rating service Moody's is downgrading its outlook for Amazon from stable to negative. Moody's made the downgrade after Amazon announced yesterday it would offer senior unsecured notes for a variety of growth initiatives. Now, Moody's says it doesn't believe the money raised from the unsecured notes will be used for any shareholder return. Well, the Pacers are back on the court tonight to face off against the Suns on the road at the U.S. Airways Center. The blue and gold looks to bounce back from a 12-point loss to the Cavaliers over the Thanksgiving weekend. Maybe it was too much turkey dressing and giblet gravy. Who knows? But that setback dropped the Pacers to 7-10 on the season. A plate of greens gives some folks energy. Others, well, just the itis. Here's hoping the fellas show up with empty stomachs and plenty of game tonight. Game time is at 9 p.m. Eastern. Scattered snow showers in the area, but otherwise generally cloudy this afternoon, a high of 38. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for today's R&B and Old School, 106.7 WTLC, and right here online at TLCNaptown.com.